It's a Parks and Recreation reunion as Amy Poehler and Nick Offerman reunite on NBC for their brand new crafting competition show, Making It. We have a lot of thoughts here on the TV Pilot Review Panel, so stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
I haven't relatively smooth transition. I know you know this.
I like the sound a lot.
It's a good
this
song.
Feels right for making it, right? Very light, comfort food.
I bet you guys can't guess who made this song recommendation.
I bet you can. Yeah. It was me. Jeff. Here on the TV Pilot Review Panel. This is your guys' first time tuning into TV Pilot Reviews. This is a show where we review new pilots. This is not an after show. We do have an after show for Making It. We are for casual fans who are wondering whether or not they should watch Making It. And we have opinions. One more time, guys. My name is Jeff. I have lovely Drew Jones sitting right next to me.
Hi, Drew.
Hi.
Drew's been here before. You guys saw Drew for Cobra Kai?
Is that right? Black Lightning.
Oh, yeah, and Black Lightning.
Yeah. Drew is like a regular. So, Drew, we're so glad to have you.
Thanks for having me.
We miss you, Sam Davidson, but luckily we have someone lovely filling your shoes. Linda Antwi is back, as always.
Hi, guys.
And D'Angelo Platt is always
hello.
Back.
As the music always. Stop. I wanted that in the background when I said hello to everybody.
Play it just so like D'Angelo can say hello.
Like your theme song.
Yes. Thank you. How you guys doing? I'm D'Angelo.
That's so smooth.
Yeah.
That's really so smooth.
Okay, as that's I mentioned, good, guys, we watched Making It, which is NBC's brand new crafting competition show hosted by Amy Poehler and Nick Offerman. We have a trailer that we are going to watch right now. As Jonathan sets that up, we are very excited. Jonathan, let us know if we're good to go. And we are...
One quick second, guys.
All right, we're getting, just getting prepped.
Shout out to Jonathan. It was first time meeting
shout
him.
Out to Jonathan.
He's very professional.
Yes, I'm making him... do a lot because I made him come back in with that song and QR yes. trailer.
It's all good.
All right, we're good to go. Let's do it, guys. Here we go.
To make things. So we're hosting a new show on NBC where incredibly talented people are going to have a friendly competition.
Our makers paint and draw and make unique crafts out of unexpected materials. Let's fly.
No working fabrics.
Oh, this feels nice.
Wood and metal working.
Cool taxi.
It's made of pine.
This show's gonna be incraftable.
Making It, an all-new crafting competition series, premieres Tuesday, July 31st on NBC.
Okay, that was very short.
It is.
Our options were like, you can watch the 10-second one, or we have an hour-length promo for the show.
So we went, an hour trailer for you guys.
We went with the short one. Okay, I want to get everyone's overall thoughts on the show. I sometimes like to go most negative first, most positive second, and I'm pretty sure Linda has thoughts. Linda.
Am I going first?
I'm
going
to have you
are
go
you
first.
Sure?
I'm positive. And it's good, honest. This is an opinion-based show, Linda, so let us hear it.
Let's go.
I hated the show. I
yes,
hated
you're,
it
you're
so
a horrible
much.
Human being.
I text D'Angelo.
Did you watch this?
Have you watched the show? Because I thought maybe it was like just me, it was a joke. But I kept saying, what is this? What is this? Really, what is this? Because. I don't know why you wanted me to start, because I have a lot of thoughts.
No, yeah, let it out. Keep,
give
let
me,
it
like,
out.
30 seconds yeah, of specifics.
Go. Just go.
Okay, so, is it a competition? Because there was no sense of urgency. Then you introduce me to characters before you, like, put on the screen who they are. Like, why are you talking to me? I don't care, because I have not met you. I don't know your name yet. You're sitting on a stair saying all this random stuff, and
let
then
mm-hmm.
later, they're like, oh, well, this person is Betty. And Betty is, like, a... whole crafter or whatever they were cornucopia or parchment or I don't know what it was. And then I was like, is this a comedy? Because the hosts are funny when they're outside of the competition, but then when they're in the competition and they're hosting, they're so boring and like rigid. And is that part of the comedy? I don't know. Like, it was weird. And then you brought these random experts in that were like, okay, we're gonna judge, but then now we're also gonna walk around and comment on everything. I don't know. It was a mess to me.
Well, she went and off, and there it is.
And it was an hour long mess.
Okay, part of the reason I love this so much is because I can't believe anyone has so strong of an opinion about this show. Because for me, Linda, I'm just like, yeah, it happened. Like, this was the show.
It happened.
Like, I feel pretty, like...
neutral.
I don't... Yeah, like, neutral.
Well, now
like,
I want to hear Drew, because you loved it, right?
Yeah,
I
so
did.
Drew, you
let's go right.
I really think that I'm, like, a 65-year-old retired black auntie named Darlene, and that this show fed Darlene for me.
Yes.
Like, it's the perfect show to just, like, sit at home, have a glass of wine, and just watch, and it's positive, and it's cute. And when the gram, oh my god, there's just so many cute things about it. And I just, like, if I could just marry rich and stay at home and craft all day, I would. And this show has something for me to aspire to.
That's so real right there.
This show is for Darlene, for sure.
Darlene is
that was
living.
Real. That was a moment right there.
D'Angelo, what did you think?
Well, neither strong as either one of those two guys. So. I was with you in the beginning, Linda. I was like, why am I watching this? I kept looking up to see if it was like satire, to see if they were making fun of competitions.
Yeah.
And I saw, oh, this is serious. So then I was like a little concerned. I was like, this is a little cringy. But then it got more and more charming the more it got, you got more. I would use the word charming. Like, the humor was like very, I guess, Park and Recce. Park and Rec-esque. I didn't ha-ha laugh, and I probably won't watch it again, but I don't think it's a horrible show.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with a lot of what you're saying, Linda. Like, I feel like there's a version of this show that's better. But at the same time, like, I guess part of the charm is, like, how freewheeling and just, it's like, obviously the show is designed for very specific reasons. It's designed for Darlene, right? Like, it's just so pleasant. It's deliberately designed for, like, maybe you're hungover on a Saturday and you just want to turn on Making It. Like, I'm tired of watching Handmaid's Tale.
Which is what happened.
Yeah.
Handmaid's Tale is heavy.
I was just gonna say, like, I get what this show is for. I don't know if it's for me.
I'm confused on why it's on NBC. Like, this seems like, what's Netflix? That channel?
HGTV.
Yeah. It seems like one of those, like, midday, I'm not working anymore type things.
Yeah. It's a little weird for primetime on NBC.
Yeah.
But the numbers were good.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, and I also just feel like there's a bit of an identity problem with this show. Like, it might not know. I don't think it should have been an hour either. I think it should have been 30 minutes.
30 minutes for that's sure, fair, yeah. If that. And okay, so I want to say this so everyone doesn't think I'm such a terrible person. I do.
Too late.
I did. Too late. Joking. I did like the crafters and their stories and how nice they were to each other. Mm-hmm. Like, I thought that was nice, and like getting to know their little feelings and all of that. I loved it. It was heartwarming, and yes, it was really sweet.
And they gave like, it. Oh, great.
No, go ahead.
My bad, I keep cutting people off. You know, I'm going to chill out. Please go.
You need to be on this.
Obviously, I have strong opinions about this.
Right.
There you go, please.
No, that's all I was going to say.
I thought they gave a thesis statement at the beginning of it to say that, yeah, don't take this too seriously. This is light.
Okay, but here's what I'll say. Mm-hmm. Do you guys watch Nailed It on Netflix?
I love Nailed It.
And to me, that show is the epitome of not taking itself seriously. Have you seen it, D'Angelo?
No.
You haven't seen it either, Linda?
Nailed
okay.
It.
Okay. So, Nailed It is, like, basically, like, a very Pinteresting show. And what they do is they bring on people like this who are just objectively amateur bakers. Like, it'd be like if the four of us went on. Well, I don't know. Do any of you guys do
I'm
Pinterest?
I'm a bomb baker, oh. So.
Fair enough. So, Drew will be judging. Do you
I'm
bake
Nicole
it all
Byer.
The day? She's bake. Nicole Byer, yeah.
No, I'm a cooker, but not a baker.
You cook. Okay, so this is, like, you know when
you
you're on Pinterest.
Me. I'm a bomb baker, actually.
Are you?
No.
You know when you're on Pinterest and you, like, see those cupcakes that are, like, Elmo and, like, they are have sparkles and, like, it looks like this took hours to make? Basically, they took cooks or bakers who have our experience and asked them to recreate these.
Oh, that's awesome.
So they're terrible. Yeah. But that's part of the fun is it's, like, the Nailed It meme.
Mm-hmm.
And so that show, like, it also doesn't take itself seriously, but that's because, like, everyone on it sucks. And, like, it's funny and it's a joke.
Yeah.
And if you win, you literally win a bedazzled chef's hat, but, which this show is kind of doing.
But this...
They're good.
Show, I felt like the hosts weren't taking it that seriously, but the crafters were really taking their projects very seriously. And I mean, the old lady, she cried at the end. She cried. Yeah, and she said, like, these are my friends. I made some new friends. And she cut herself. It, like, it's a whole thing. So is it light and easy, or is this a competition?
I feel like the host, they're there because that is really how we view this show. They're going to be like who's going to be really serious about craftsmanship?
Right.
Like, they're supposed to be there to make it light and humorous so that you can actually consume this content, because if it was really like the nuts and bolts of, no one would watch it if it was like the nuts and bolts of, you know, whatever they're doing, craftsmanship.
I don't know, because, like, do you watch competition reality?
Yes.
You watch, like, Gordon Ramsay. And,
yes.
Like,
MasterChef.
That's the
TKO,
or Iron
all of
Chef.
Them. Yes.
I get this version of competition just probably isn't for you.
What's the competition,
yeah, what's
then?
What's an example?
An example of what?
Oh, my bad. It was two questions. You go.
You're fine.
Okay, so what's the competition here? Because there's no sense of urgency.
I agree with this.
And they get a Girl Scout badge after creating for hours.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
And hours.
Yeah.
And then you get sent home. Like, what's so... I know it's like $100,000 for the last person standing, but...
Is that what it is?
But all the people that are going through, you're just going to collect a bunch of badges?
But they kind of made fun of that.
I just think it's... I can't with this. Are we doing pass or play? Did we do that
yet? Let's go ahead. We have so many overall thoughts. Let's do pass or play quickly, then a quick development, and we'll get back into some tea. D'Angelo, pass or play?
Pass for me. A tentative play for other people, maybe. For Darlene's out there.
For the Darlene's.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for, like, Darlene's. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm a hard pass. I can never get those 52 minutes back. Because I kept pausing, like, is this still on?
That's so funny.
And then I'm going to flip it and say that if you are middle America or a crafter or like late at night and you did a taco run, then this show's for you.
Okay.
And it would be a play, but I'm not endorsing that play. I'm just saying that would be for you.
Drewski. I see your two passes, and I raise you two plays for Drew and for Darlene. Because I really, when I was watching it, like Saturday, I was hungover, and I was like, this is very easy on the eyes and the spirit.
Yeah, yeah. No, but I said pass play.
That's true.
You're
for
right.
The Darlene's.
You're right.
Yeah.
It depends. There's a very specific mood that I'm in, and I watch this show. I turn this show on for very specific moments. Again, I turn this show on if I've binged too much, like Handmaid's Tale. There's a time and a place for this show. But then again, I probably watch Nailed It instead. Like, I just think, I hear what you're saying, Linda, and I think there's some production messiness in this show. Like, I think format-wise, they could have done a better job. But I'm going to pass, and this show's for a lot of people. They can play. For fans of Nick Offerman and Amy Poehler, I think you play on this show.
Maybe that's why I like it so much.
Yeah. I think they saved it for me. They saved it for me. Speaking of Nick Offerman and Amy Poehler, let's see if I can say that. The synergy makes sense, right? It's NBC. Mm-hmm. They were the two stars of Parks and Rec. They're back. They're EPing the show. And a lot of the reason this show is happening is because of the two of them. Did you guys know Nick Offerman's like a real... I mean, the show made it clear.
Yes.
Yeah.
He makes wood.
He's like hardcore.
He's hardcore. Yes.
Like, really hardcore. It's kind of intimidating.
Oh, yeah. I mean, which makes sense for the show. I kind of like that they have the insider and the outsider.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That makes it relatable. And then, also, I like the side segments they did with him. I think that was maybe one of the highlights, too, of the show.
They were
funny. The wood thing.
Yeah. I think so, too. Well, I guess with that, we're going to get into spoiler territory. I mean, how much can you spoil this show?
Spoiler alert!
But I guess officially, we'll cue you.
Spoiler alert!
Wow.
Spoiler alert!
So, I actually want Linda to take the reins again. Linda, what I want you to tell us is, as a fan of reality competition, what do you like about the reality competition shows you like, and what did you not like about this? Because format is so essential to a competition show. What are the differences you see between a successful competition show and then a show like this?
Okay, from the beginning, I think that they did not lay out what the show was and what the rules of the show were. So from the very beginning, I didn't know what the actual competition was.
Yes.
Then I felt like they had two segments, I guess you would call them. The first segment was for what? Like, one person got a badge, but no one got eliminated. No one, anything. You just got a badge. So all four of us were crafting, and yay, you won a badge for this hour that I watched you. And then we're going to move on to the long competition, and that's the only time someone gets eliminated. But what are you really being eliminated from? Because when I watch reality competitions, I like to know what the rules are. I like to know who the competitors are from the get-go so that I can say I'm team this person or team this person. And then I want to see what do the competition in a specific period of time. Because even though they would be like, oh, there's an hour left, there was no sense of urgency. No one looked like they were, okay, we have an hour? Okay, we're all going to get done.
Which they even made a joke about.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I felt that. Felt like... What's the competition? I guess that was my whole take on it. And then, I mean, there's so much. Oh, I'll leave it there.
As someone who loved the show, Drew, did you feel equally about faster crafts. What was it? Fastmanship versus craftsmanship. There was two segments.
Yeah.
The first one was like a speed round that took half the show.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying, Linda. The second one was like the real challenge. Did you feel like those were equally interesting?
No, and I agree on what you're saying. I just think I really liked the people were they casted for the show. And I really like Nick and Amy. So I feel like it was like the people and then like what they actually made. But as far as like the format, I agree with that. It was missing.
Like, oh, yeah, they're super creative. Don't get me wrong. Like that guy's puppet show thing was incredible. Like it was incredible. And the unicorn looked like something I would see on Pinterest and be like, oh, I love unicorns.
Yeah.
Do you know that?
The fastmanship should have been fast.
Yeah.
And it wasn't. And I was like, oh, okay.
And the other thing that's interesting is like, can you really make a legitimate competition show when it's like, I work with wood, I work with felt, I work with alpaca fur, I made a heart out of pins. Like, do you guys feel like this? There's a way you can actually measure these against each other?
I mean, people do it with cooking shows all the time. Those aren't normally like the same. Like, they'll give you like a ingredient, but then it's whatever you want to interpret it as.
But it was, they made that comment in the show. It's like comparing a pole vaulter to a fish swimmer or something like that. It's just like hard to compare. Mm-hmm. It's weird. They seemed like aware of where they were falling short, but they still decided to record it in
air. Yeah. They were very
and like, you guys are all making quilts, but none of these are quilts except for one of them.
Yeah, but I didn't mind that.
I totally didn't. Because then how do you gauge it? Like I personally thought the girl that won should not have won.
Were you an athlete, Linda? What did you play?
And I grew up with all boys, and yes, I did win.
Linda wants Gordon Ramsay to go on this set.
And she's yelling at everybody.
Yeah.
No, you know what I want? I want a clear definition of what the competition is. If it's not a competition, it's just a craft show, then say that, and I'm about that. And we can, like Amy said in the beginning, people make all these amazing things out of nothing, and they're so creative. Say that and show that, because that part interests me, like what they actually came up with.
I agree.
But don't make it a competition. And I think NBC, like, shell out a little money for these people that are creating for hours, a little button thing, badge things. It seems very wrong.
It almost feels like it was like NBC owed them something, and then this was their idea, like, almost.
But we're not putting any money into it.
But they put it on primetime, you know what I mean? So it's kind of weird.
Yeah. And the other interesting thing, in talking about the competition, have you guys seen Antiques Roadshow before?
Mm-hmm.
I almost wonder what the show would have looked like if it wasn't a competition.
Mm. That's what I'm saying.
And it was on PBS.
I watched like, that.
Yeah, I kind of think maybe the show would have had a clearer sense, rather than forcing a competition component, literally just Amy Poehler and Nick Offerman walking around to these nerds who are making shit. Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry for those of you guys listening. That is not at all the demo. But really, that's what they're doing, is they're just making stuff.
Yeah.
And did you guys see me just panic?
Yeah.
It's digital. I can say whatever I want.
He pulled it all the way down.
I pictured Darlene.
Like real Jeff.
I saw Darlene sitting around her computer and was like,
fanning herself.
I'm so sorry, Darlene. But I don't know. I think like I would have maybe just preferred, like, I love dorky people doing dorky things. Literally, I'm doing that right now. I think I would have just liked Amy Poehler and Nick Offerman walking around and talking to these people.
Yeah.
And maybe there doesn't need to be a competition component.
Yeah.
Maybe we all win.
Yeah,
you know? Exactly.
Exactly.
Which would be perfect for this whole show.
Yeah.
The whole demo, too.
Yeah.
Because when she was talking to the wood guy, anyways, I just thought he was so cute.
Well, the Japanese guy.
Yeah.
I liked all these people. The casting.
Yeah, the casting.
Big props to casting, right?
Interesting.
Did you like the casting?
I did.
Okay.
I liked all of these people, and they all had a story, and that was heartwarming, and they were all so kind. But, I mean, in a real competition, you're not going to run out of time and be like, oh, wait, so how can I help you?
Right.
That's unrealistic. It's unrealistic. Although very nice, but unrealistic.
Yeah, yeah. Or, like, it would have been interesting if there was, like, a trade show component. So they're making stuff and selling it. Like, I just...
Oh, yeah.
And so other people are judging them. How do we feel about the judges? Okay, let's talk about them. Okay, this... I definitely recognize the Barney's guy. What's he from?
Honestly, he just gives me a smaller version of Tim Gunn. So I don't know if I recognize him or he just fits that stereotype.
These judges were likable.
I mean, they did their job. They judged.
They kind of fit the show, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were there.
They wouldn't have been able, obviously, they're the judges. They wouldn't have been able to anchor it, like, without those two. They're the highlight of the show. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
I can't even imagine the show without them too.
So let's talk about that. As hosts, how did we feel about Amy Poehler and Nick Offerman?
I mean, they're good. Their banter, I didn't know they EP'd it. Knowing that, it makes it more interesting. But in regards to them on TV, their banter and chemistry is like really obvious.
That's all we got. I started drinking water.
I agree with you, but I also think, too, that if you don't enjoy their style of comedy, then it comes across as very dry and rigid.
For sure.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
That's their humor.
They are very specific. Yeah. Road.
It's very broadcast. I mean, it is what it is. I do think the show is kind of serving what it's presenting, in a sense. I just think this show is going to be for some people. Simon Doonan. Jonathan, can you look up what Simon Doonan is from? Because I recognize him. He was on a reality show, and I don't know which one.
I love that fit.
He's a character.
Yeah, he does remind me of Tim Gunn. But see, I will say, do you watch Project Runway?
Mm-hmm.
So that show does have a little more excitement, doesn't it?
Way more. And clear rules and clear winners.
Yeah.
I just feel like there's not a lot that can go wrong in crafting.
Yes, well, unless you start bleeding on your craft.
Yeah,
then you gotta go.
Gemma.
I was kind of sad.
That was kind of sad. Do you guys, okay, so last question about the format. Do you guys feel like it's fun that we're sticking with the same people week after week, or do you feel like we should have a new batch of crafters each week? Because like on Iron Chef, don't they bring in new people each week?
I don't watch Iron Chef.
I just feel like the stakes have to get more interesting, whatever that is. You know, do this in 30 seconds or something that, like, kind of plays up the competition, like Linda said. Like, it could be the same people because they're actually interesting, but, like, now that we know who everyone is, and it should be about the competition aspect of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that it's the same people and that I didn't mind that it was kind of slow this first episode because I feel like, you know, we're going to have them all season long and we can get to know them or whatever. So I'm not mad at it being the same group.
I'm not. I think I know this guy. I'm embarrassed to say. Oh, from the I Love This series. Remember I Love the 90s? I Love the
80s. Oh, yes.
He's a guest star on America's Next Top Model.
Yeah. I probably also know him from that. I'm going to be honest.
It's okay.
Iron Chef America. Yeah, he's got a lot of stuff. Gossip Girls.
Well, at a certain point, there's not too much more you can say about the show. Mm-hmm. I mean, is there anything that you guys...
Linda said it all.
What was the guy who did
5 minutes
the carousel of pictures?
That was cool.
His whole story like broke my heart.
Yeah.
So let's talk about these crafts because some of you guys have probably watched the show. I personally really did like the heart that won.
Mm. Mm-hmm. That was cute.
Definitely.
It wasn't my favorite, but I was like, okay.
What was your favorite?
Oh God, that's hard. I really liked the carousel guy. I just thought like his. Like, I thought the picture thing was really interesting and cute. I mean, it's not the most creative thing, but I thought it had the most, like, meaning and, like, heart behind it.
Yes.
And I thought that was really sweet.
Yeah. Well, I think that's making it, guys.
That is not, like, I will say, like, I mean, these are things I probably would never buy, but, like, it was cool to see them. Like, it's like going on Etsy and getting lost or going on Pinterest and getting lost if you're really bored.
Yeah.
If
you're really bored.
But, I don't know.
That's not arousing endorsement. Imagine on the poster. This show is great, .. If you're really bored, D'Angelo Platt, AfterBuzz TV.
I'm sorry, guys.
Pleasant enough.
It was pleasant enough.
Yeah.
I want to see them, like, make crafts on a speeding train. Like, on top of a speeding
train. Yes! Sense of urgency.
I want Linda to get on this set, start Simon Cowell and everyone. Seriously. Gordon Ramsay.
I wouldn't even be that way, because you can still be nice, just be more...
Interesting
and efficient.
Do better.
Yeah. Yes. Don't pretend it's a competition show when it's clearly Antiques Roadshow.
Yes, for crafters.
Yeah.
Yes, I love that.
Yeah.
Because I even watched the Antique Show, because I'd be like... Do I have something in my house that's worth the money? I would do that online.
Yeah, like, this almost is better. It's just a documentary. A really light, pleasant...
Yeah.
But this show got good numbers, though. Like, why do you think that is? Like,
Darlings of the world.
The Darlings.
So they got a target market.
I mean,
it's so easy to watch.
It was easy.
I was going to say, who would ever hate this show? But we have our
strong emotion.
I'm going to say this again. It was not easy for me to watch at all.
Yeah.
Like I said, I was like, what is this?
Yeah, okay.
52 minutes.
Well, it does have good numbers.
Yeah.
And I presume that this show is going to continue to do well. I do think star power like Amy Poehler and Nick Offerman. Parks and Rec was never a huge show, but boy, are the Parks and Rec fans loyal. Mm. So I think a lot of them are returning to NBC to watch this. It is the same kind of... Did you watch Parks and Rec?
Religiously.
This is the same kind of... I mean, Parks and Rec is a hilarious cupcake.
Yeah.
And I think this is the same kind of thing.
Hilarious cupcake.
Just, like, so pleasant. Just so warm. Very funny, but just, like... If you want to talk about feel-good TV...
Yeah, it is very feel-good.
Leslie Knope, man. She will warm your damn heart. And I think this is doing the same thing. It's almost like Leslie Knope is hosting.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's like they're very much taking up their characters of Ron Swanson and Leslie Knope.
Yes. So I'm sure a lot of people are watching because of that. The show did do well. Do we expect a season two for this show?
Yeah, it's one of those like dumb filler shows. Like, I don't think
it can't cost much.
Yeah, exactly.
They're not even giving them money. How much do those badges cost?
They make them.
Yeah.
They make them make it.
They make the craft.
I could even see this show, even if it doesn't stay on NBC, I can see it getting picked up on like HGTV or something.
Yeah,
like that.
It does feel like an HGTV show.
It can't be that
show.
Expensive to me.
There's a show called Pioneer Woman. This show is going to do just fine.
Yeah.
And it's just her out in the wilderness making cupcakes for her country family.
So now that you bring that up, other shows that we would recommend. If you like X, you will like this show.
Park and Rec, apparently.
Parks and Rec.
No competition show that Linda watches.
Yeah, I think like HGTV is a great example.
Everything
Property
on HGTV.
Brothers. What are their names? Chip and Joanne, you know.
The Home Improvement stuff.
Probably nailed it. I think if you like nailed it.
Yeah.
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 If you like Master Chef, if you like Iron Chef, if you like Survivor, right, Linda?
Zumo's Just Desserts.
You're going to love this show.
If you like antiques, yeah, just light, easy, breezy shows.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, it's definitely all of those things. Don't get me wrong. It's very. Happy place.
Yes.
It's a very happy place.
Well, does anyone have any more thoughts on making it?
I just want to say this, though. I would like to know what the numbers are going to be next week.
Yeah,
actually. That will be the true test to me.
I think they'll be fine, because I feel like this is a show, you watch it because it's on. It's like, this is very much a, oh, I could watch this. It's not a, I want to watch this, it's, I could watch that.
Jeff, there's too much TV for filler TV. There's too many shows to be watching, and we've covered them, and we've talked about this. There's too many to be like, oh, I have an extra whole hour just because.
And no one, it's hard now, because we don't watch TV traditionally anymore like that. Like,
yeah.
Maybe the Darlenes of the world do, but like, am I going to go out my way to watch this? No, I'm not. And then if I see it, something interesting needs to be happening, grab my attention.
Yeah.
Which they didn't do that.
I will say I am super, super curious, because I would never have expected it, but this is the show that's generated the strongest opinions among us.
I know.
In a while.
Funny.
I love that, like, we watch Handmaid's Tale and we have stronger opinions about this, but let us know in the comments what you guys think of making it. We do have an after show for making it, so for those of you guys who aren't on the Linda train, they are geeking out about the show. You can check that out. That's on our reality competition AfterBuzz channel. But what I'm saying is, comment below. If you're the kind of person who listens in your car, hop on our YouTube and comment below and let us know what you think of this show making it. You can also tweet at us, and if you would like to reach me on Twitter, you can do that at Jeffrey C. Graham. Darlene, where can they find you on Twitter?
You guys can find me at OKDrewJ.
Hey guys, Linda.
Oh my goodness.
You can find
what
me at
Linda
So Girly. You can absolutely tweet me. Comment. I'd love to know your opinions on this
show.
Throw
your shade
honestly.
At Linda this week.
I mean, go ahead if you need to. But be nice, because you just watched a nice filler show.
I was going to say, if you're going to throw shade, make sure it has a bedazzled pattern.
Something.
Oh, my goodness. I'm D'Angelo. You can hit me up on Twitter at D'AngeloTV or on Instagram at D'Angelo.
Guys, thank you for tuning in to TV Pilot Reviews. We'll see you next week.
Deuces.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other aftershows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.